This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Odisha government's flagship initiative, Subhadra Scheme, in Bhubaneswar today. The Subhadra Scheme is the largest women-centric initiative in the state, aimed at supporting over 1 crore women. Eligible beneficiaries between the ages of 21 and 60 will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. On the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will inaugurate a blood donation camp under Seva Pakhwara at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate an exhibition based on the life of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said on the occasion, he pays special tribute to all skilled and hard-working people associated with the construction and creation fields. He expressed confidence that their contribution will be unparalleled in the accomplishment of the resolution of a developed and self-reliant India. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. An e-auction of gifts received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin today. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to participate in the e-auction as it will serve a noble purpose, contributing to the Namami Gange Fund. He said this year marks the 6th installment of the auction. It was initially launched in 2019. People can bid for their favorite memento from today. The online auction will continue till the 2nd of October. Individuals who are interested in taking part in the process can register and participate through the official website pmmementos.gov.in. All arrangements have been made for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly seats spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. These districts are Anantnag, Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Dora, Ramban and Kishtwar. While 16 constituencies are in the Kashmir division, 8 are in Jammu division. In Haryana, 1,331 candidates have been left in fray after the withdrawal of nominations for assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said a total of 190 candidates withdrew their nominations on the last day yesterday. Polling for all 90 seats in the state will take place on October 5. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 has started today. It will continue till the 2nd of next month. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata Sanskar Swachhata. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries, and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said that the state government has accepted 3 out of 4 demands of the protesting junior doctors. Addressing the media after the meeting the junior doctors at her residence at Kalighat last night, Ms. Banerjee said in view of their demand, Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal will be removed. She said the changes in the police force will be made effective through a notification this afternoon. The 10-day-long celebrations of Ganesh Utsav in Maharashtra will end today after immersion of the Ganesh idols. Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has made elaborate arrangements for the Ganpati Visarjan on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India will face host China in the final at Hulunbuir in China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.